From Riverview, Florida, this is the Oracle Buzz. I am Lewis Cunningham, and this podcast is going to be about the Oracle Developer Tools Users Group, ODTUG, that was held in Daytona the week of June 18th. Today's podcast is a sample of comments from people who were at the conference. I'm sure you'll recognize most of the names. I try to get a lot of presenters. I got Bruce, who is the Secretary of the Board for ODTUG, who put together the conference. A little bit from him on how the turnout was. We've also got Sue Harper, Chris Rice, many, many more. So rather than me sitting here talking, I'll go ahead and get into the interviews. I'm talking to Bruce Bergman, the Secretary of ODTUG, and I just want to ask you a couple of quick questions. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Okay.
How's the conference going?
It seems to be going good.
Okay. I've heard it pronounced different ways. ODTUG, ODTUG, ODTUG. How do y'all...
ODTUG is kind of the ODTUG,
okay.
Normal way of saying it.
Good, that's how it's said.
Yeah.
How does it compare to previous years as far as attendance and sessions? And
yeah, we're about on par with the previous years. We've been slowly creeping up for the last 3 or 4 years. So I think somewhere between 500 and 600 attendees.
Wow, nice. Very nice. How do you like Daytona and the Hilton?
It's beautiful. I haven't yet been out to the beach, but I'm sure I'll get there.
You're already going to stay a few days to get a vacation after this?
No, just today and tomorrow, and then I'm heading home.
Oh, that's cool. I just want to say I've had a great time. This is my favorite conference for sure, comparatively. So I'm posting every day on how it goes and stuff. But great. Thanks for your input.
Sure. Thank you.
I'm talking to Eric Evans of Hot Sauce. Just did a presentation, Oracle Code Instrumentation, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Properly Scoped Trace Files, which is a flashback, I guess, to about the 60s with Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, I thought trying to come up with some obscure reference that us geeks would get.
It was pretty funny. So what do you do at Hot Sauce?
I'm a consultant. I'm a performance consultant there. Part of that, I work for Oracle Consulting, and part of that, Oracle Support. But I've been following Carrie around, I guess. So when Carrie left to go start up Hot Sauce a couple years later, when I got the opportunity, I just jumped. It was a wonderful opportunity.
Cool, yeah. I've seen Carrie speak, and I've actually got his book, so it's a very good book. What does the R in Method R? I remember he...
Response.
I know he talked about that in the book, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah, the Method C is probably, you could think of it as the conventional method, how people normally look to try and solve problems. Okay. We're all about response time.
Cool. Well, I know I've used the action and module on the DBS application info. The client ID thing is the first. I haven't ever used that.
So. Oh, you have access to the code.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then not only that, if you just create the trigger that sets a default client identifier, you at least get some method, a way of determining who's coming in, what they're doing, and be able to trace those people easily.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to have to blog about that.
Yeah, it's very good.
So how are you liking the conference?
Oh, it's excellent. It's excellent. Yeah. I really like it's. You got a lot of different vendors here and a lot of different types of topics. I think it works for a lot of people other than just developers.
Yeah, I've been to IOUG and Open World, but I like this one the best. It's the most technical.
Yeah, and plus it's while there's a lot of people here, it's still small. Like you get lost in the shuffle at an Open World, right?
Yeah.
Here you get a little more hands-on, a little more. Meeting with the other people.
And interviews with the presenters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, try that at Open World. Right?
My biggest problem is there's 3 or 4 every session that I want to go to.
Yeah.
You want to do a little blurb for your Hot Sauce Symposium?
March 2nd and 6th through in Dallas.
In 2008,
yep. We have all the professional performance people from all around the world come in. We get Jonathan Lewis, Tom Kite, those are just a couple of the people. Anybody who's probably written a book on performance and Oracle related will be there.
Awesome. That's about it.
All right, thanks. See you at the panel.
I'm talking to Matthew G. Ranikar, president of Piocon Technologies.
Piocon.
I almost got it. Just finished a presentation, Oracle BI, Which Way Is Up, which was a very interesting presentation that kind of talked about all the different pieces that make up the stack, the BI stack in Oracle. Hi, Matthew.
How you doing?
What is, say it again, Piocon?
Piocon.
What does Piocon do? What is their...
Piocon is an Oracle certified partner. We provide consulting services to our clients around business intelligence, Fusion Middleware, SOA, BIPA, the whole kind of technology stack around Oracle.
And from your presentation, it almost sounded like you have a background with Oracle. Are you?
Yeah, I worked for Oracle for about almost 8 years there in the late 80s to early 90s. And then I went out and started this firm, originally called the Pioneer Consulting.
I was going to ask you what that's for.
Wanted a more original name, so we changed it to PioCon in 2000.
Makes it easy to remember, too. PioCon, okay. I was going to ask that. Was one of my questions. That was actually very interesting. I'm familiar with a couple of pieces, like the OLAP server and the BI publisher, which was the XML publisher, but I'd never heard of Answers or Oracle Deliver. What do you think for companies moving into it, the first place to start? I mean, it's a huge stack, and as you pointed out, there's a lot of different pieces. What would you say is the starting point for BI?
Well, what's interesting is it's a huge stack, and it is a huge investment from a financial perspective to get the whole BI suite up, the new Enterprise Edition BI suite. It's just a minuscule investment, though, in time to get up and running with this stuff. I mean, you can get yourself a dashboard up and running in no time off your existing databases. And so, you know, you got to ask yourself, is speed to market a critical factor? Or, you know, is it financial outcome
right,
a critical
yeah.
factor? So that's what you really got to look at. It forces you to look at BI from an ROI perspective and say, okay, what's the ROI I'm going to get from this? You know, can I justify this? I may have to take it up my chain out of my CIO office up to my CEO office and get approval for it. But it's a different way of looking at BI solutions, really driven around the business, strategic goal of the business.
Which kind of makes sense. I mean, even like performance tuning, if you have to go buy a new machine to bring up your performance, you have to decide, is the performance gain I'm going to get? So it's the same kind of thing, I guess.
Yep.
So how are you enjoying the conference?
The conference has been good so far. I'm learning some good things. I like going and hearing a lot of people talk and present on different topics. You know, we're meeting a number of people as well.
It's a good traffic past the booth.
Yeah, it's decent traffic. I don't know if it's, you know, breaking any doors down necessarily, but, you know, we're out here to more than just generate leads, just generate a buzz to get people to know our name. I mean, we've been doing this for about 13 years now in the Chicagoland area, and one of our biggest hang-ups has always been pounding on our chest enough, you know, and publishing our name out there. So we're making a concerted effort. We've been to collaborate. We're here. We're going to be on Open World next year. So we're making a concerted effort to try and make more noise.
You need to ask me to put you closer to the food next time.
There you go.
Funny that you said the buzz. I noticed that on your thing about the what's the buzz. My podcast that you're going to be on is actually called The Oracle Buzz.
Oh, okay. So, excellent.
All right. Good to meet you.
Lewis,
thanks. I'm talking with Dimitri Yelis and David Peek. David Peek, you remember from my podcast just a couple of weeks ago, product manager for Oracle Application Express. And Dimitri Yelis, you'll actually also remember from the podcast because one of us brought up your name and talked about your blog. You're with Apex Evangelists.
Yes.
Just wanted to check in and see how y'all are liking the conference.
I think it's great to see this many people coming out. I mean, the Apex OSED, or however you're supposed to say it, the two-day session that the guys from Sumner did a great job with, and I think that was excellent. Opportunity for a lot of people to learn a lot more about the tool. I think that there's a whole raft of different sessions here that, you know, what could be better than being on the beach, you know, with the sun shining. I mean, it actually rained yesterday and everyone was looking a bit glum, but it's beautiful and sunny again today, as it should be.
Cool. Yeah, and there are a lot of different Apex sessions, and yeah. You see it every year again, and it gets more and more attention. And yeah, the Odita, there's a right mix between Fusion, Apex, and it's really nice.
And both of
you database. I mean, there's always database.
Database stuff, which is more my thing. Got streams going today, but you have a session today.
About shared components.
Yeah, which is actually at the same time as mine, so I won't be able to make it. David has one today also. He said that's more of a beginner one.
Yeah, it's a generic. It's my welcome to Apex type of presentation. And then tomorrow I've got another one on managing large applications, which is based on my experience when I was back in consulting.
Cool.
And doing a very large application with Apex.
With one of the things I wanted to ask Dimitri is Apex Evangelist, a little bit about that, and then the European training days.
Yeah, so Apex Evangelist, first we started it as a name, and it was John Scott of SharePoint and myself, and we went on to promote Apex in Europe, and yeah, we just started it, and we got Patrick and Dennis and Dietmar, and then we said, oh, we got a lot of requests for doing trainings, and we said, oh, we will do a big European training day, just like here, like the Apex Post, but then in Europe. So in September, that will be the case. And then we said, okay, we need to formalize all this, so Apex Evangelist is now a company.
Cool.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. We really look forward to it, and we really hope to that Apex Avengers can promote Apex even more in Europe, as in the States is already really hot.
Picking on, yeah.
Yeah, and in Germany it's also hot, but in the rest of Europe it's still not that.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
Yeah.
I think the fact that it's, I mean, it's like an extension of the database, as opposed to having them, you know, you have to have your application server and worried about configuring all that. It's a to me, that's one of the biggest selling points, that it's...
Well, it's going to get even easier with 11G, is, you know, when it's actually part of the Seed database. So
yes.
All you have to do is run about two scripts, and you're done. Because you can use the embedded PL SQL gateway together with it built into the database. And so the DBAs won't even, you know, the DBAs themselves will start using it, because all they have to do is run two scripts and it's there.
And it's there. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, you know, yet another roadblock out of the way. It's, you know, one of the problems we have been having is, you know, they do have some issues installing it, but, you know, it's a case of follow the installation guide. Well, the installation guide for, if you want to use it in its native form, is going to be, you know, a couple of lines rather than a couple of pages.
That's awesome. And if for some reason people wanted to go ahead and keep using the middle tier, they can keep doing that? Or?
Yeah, they can still configure that just the way they are at the moment. And, you know, for some people, that'll be the most appropriate way to go. You know, for example, if you've got a internet application, then you don't really want your database out on the web, so you'd actually put your Apache server back out on the web and configure it the same way as it is today.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's if you go on external. Yeah. So is Apex Evangelist, I mean, I go to your blog very often, but do y'all think you'll work on a book or anything?
Yeah, so John Scott is working on the best book on Apex. It's a book come out soon, I suppose, and Scott Spandolini has also one chapter in it.
Oh,
it's
cool.
John Scott's book, and yeah, it will be a really good book. I had the privilege to look in it, and it's really promising.
Awesome. What publisher is it under that?
It's A-Press.
A-Press, awesome. Very cool. The Expert Apex or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Pro Apex or something like that.
Yeah.
It's an order it already on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Can you really?
Yeah. You can pre-order.
Awesome. Maybe we'll get you some orders from the podcast.
There you go.
Thanks, David and Dimitri.
Thank you very much, Lewis.
So I'm here with Sue Harper and Chris Rice from the SQL developer team. Sue is the product manager, and Chris is the architect. And it was a very good presentation, by the way. I was telling me one of the pieces, what is it? I said I didn't even know it was there. It's just been there since 1.0.
The database session monitor.
Yeah, so that's nice to see something new every time. So how are you liking the conference? Going good?
The conference is good, yeah.
Good.
And
have you all had a lot of questions about SQL Developer? A lot of, seems like this is the Apex conference, but SQL Developer kind of ties into that.
Yeah, and we've actually worked on the integration between the two. So
right. In
the new version of SQL Dev that just came out 2 weeks ago, and the version of Apex that's coming out like imminently, you can start seeing integration points between the two. So we're trying to tie them together.
And how does that work? I know you said you could right-click and see the pages and stuff. Is it going to actually be, you're going into the metadata and...
Yes.
So you go into
the metadata. Mike Hitchor wrote a bunch of views for the metadata, essentially like DBA views, user views on Apex.
Right.
And it's filtered by what user you're logged in as. So we can say, oh, you log in as Lewis. Here's Lewis's applications. You can right-click, import, export. You can do deploy, things like that.
That's cool. And I know in the presentation you talked about migrating from SQL Server and MySQL or possibly DB2 in the future. What about Postgres? Any plans for, I know you said DB2
in the future? They do have a list of features of databases that they want to do in the future. The one is Sybase. I don't know if Postgres is on the
Sybase, DB2, and I know those are the two next ones. And Formix, that's the third. So those are the next three, I believe. And I'm sure Postgres is on the list.
At some point.
At some point we'll get there.
Finally, I wanted to ask your background. I kind of got a bit off of your blog for your background. Yeah, you seem to be on a lot of stuff.
So I joined Oracle about 9 years ago. I joined in the consulting, and I did web consulting. We worked on Bertelsmann, the media conglomerate out of Germany. They wanted to do an Amazon-like store. So my first 9 months were there. I did some more consulting, like Oracle Lite, the Oracle replication from field people drilling oil wells and stuff. That was kind of fun. Then I moved into CRM, where I did a bunch of content management stuff, ended up doing architecture and CRM, then CRM and apps kind of joined, and we did Skunkworks for Larry for a while, doing some Larry pet projects around 360 views of customers and things like that.
That's kind of cool.
Then I joined Mike's team, actually doing Skunkworks with Mike's team as well, and then Skunkworks kind of dried up when we moved officially into ST, and then worked on Apex for a year and a half. Most of the SQL workshop you see was myself and a couple guys that were working for me at the time. Query Builder, I built almost all of that, me and one other guy. And then SQL Dev came along, or Project Raptor came along, and a year and a half later, here we are.
Cool. Oh, the Eclipse extension. That's the first I'd heard of that from the presentation. It's going to be a plugin for Eclipse and a connector kind of thing, just like in SQL Developer? Or?
We want to be able to provide for our different users the ability to connect to an Oracle database and not necessarily move out of their environment they're in. So we already have, for those users building .NET applications, the ability to use the .NET tools, yeah. And we're doing the same kind of things, connecting to the database, browsing, data grids, and so on. And the idea is that we'll do the same for Eclipse. So we have an early adopter release that we're hoping to release in the next, let's call it a week or so, that you'll be able to download and plug into Eclipse. And in fact, in the presentation today, after the presentation today, somebody said to me that they do all their work in Eclipse, but they're using other tools to be able to do their database work, and they're looking for a plugin just like this.
Yeah,
so they're starting to hear about the download.
That is, that's very cool. That's the first I've heard of that.
What it is Eclipse has a project called DTP, Data Tools Project, and within there they have something called the Nable Engine, and that's where all the vendors plug in. So there's a framework in Eclipse, and we're just making the Oracle part of it.
That's very cool. Oh, and the one thing, as far as a future feature or whatever, the code formatting, customizing so that you can tell it how to format your code.
We're working on that.
You're working on that, yeah. That's one I get. People compare code to SQL Developer. The format, the code, the session browser, which you just showed me the thing, and the navigator, I think.
The PL SQL parsing is something that people use PL SQL all-around automation. All-around automation is PL SQL. They like it parsing, so we're also working on that.
Cool.
Those are kind of undercover things that we really want to see the difference to, but when you look at the tool, you might not necessarily see the difference. You'll just feel it when you're working with it. And often people want to see the changes, you know.
Yeah.
I want to see these five features, and so undercover things are more difficult to sell.
And that's about it for the interviews, and that's the kind of information you get from the conferences. I think it was a great conference. The people were great presenters. We heard from Bruce kind of telling us how many people were there, how the committee liked Daytona and the Hilton. You've heard from Dimitri Gellis and David Peake on Apex, Sue and Chris on SQL Developer. There were a lot more there, a lot more people that I actually wanted to interview and didn't get the chance. Mark Rittman was one of them. We kept running into each other, but either he was very busy while he was there, or he was on his way somewhere, or I was on my way somewhere. Also wanted to get Mike Ault and Steve Feuerstein, who were there, but never really had a chance to run into them, and a lot more. There were a lot of people. It was a really good conference, and that's about it. That's all I have for this time on the Oracle Buzz, and I hope you enjoyed listening. Thanks.